You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome once again to Inside Out. And thank you for joining me today. We try to every week just share 10 to 12 minutes with you on just how God has divinely, beautifully designed us, and that is to live from the inside out. And so I prayerfully choose topics and just try to, in kind of a conversational way, share from my heart and from God's word some things that will really make the difference. Let me remind you, and you know, the whole podcast is called Inside Out. That's the way we're to live, from the inside out rather from the outside in. You want to be stronger and clearer on the inside so that you can overcome the outside rather than the outside just, you know, caving in, encroaching into your heart, your mind, your life in the ways that it can. So we've got to be bigger and stronger on the inside. And so last episode, we began talking about the fear of the Lord. And I shared with you that the fear of the Lord is the bottom line for everything. And it is often in our life what is missing. And I closed the last episode talking about the fact that you can fully believe in God and fully believe His word and not be walking in the fear of the Lord. And that's a dangerous place to be. And so we want to make sure that we are holding God and His word in that high view, which as I've said and I will continue to say, will as a result of that, that's going to lower the view of some other things, human ability, human wisdom, and think tanks and so forth, but that we put God and His word in that high place in our lives. Let's go into the scripture in Proverbs 1, verse 7. I want to read this verse to you in two different translations. First, the New King James. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." Now, that's important. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Do you remember what the prophet Hosea said? He said, "My people are destroyed," or "my people perish for a lack of knowledge." Well, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The lack of it brings about our destruction. So the fear of the Lord becomes very important to us. The same verse in the Amplified Bible says the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning and the principal and choice part of knowledge, its starting point and its essence. So we see the fear of the Lord, absolutely vital, principal, if we're going to have the knowledge that we need to thrive in life. Proverbs 9:10 says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we know from Proverbs 4:7 that wisdom is the principal thing. So getting, having, using wisdom is the chief, most important thing you can do in life. It's the principal thing. And the beginning of that, the beginning of having wisdom, is the fear of the Lord. That's also the beginning of knowledge, because wisdom is the proper application or proper use of knowledge. Well, what if I have the wrong knowledge? What if I'm acting on the wrong things? And so the fear of the Lord, back up, is also the beginning of knowledge. And quickly on this, here's kind of the flow. You get information, and then once you get the information, if you understand it, then it becomes knowledge. Otherwise, it's just information or data. So I get that data, that information, and once I understand it, now it becomes knowledge. But if I have that knowledge and I use it in the right way, that's wisdom. If I have the knowledge and I don't use it in the right way, well, that's ignorance. Let me just say it. That's dumb. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So it's going to give me the right knowledge, and it's going to give me how to use that knowledge in the right way. Wisdom is the principal thing. And the beginning of that, the roots of that, the life flow of that is, in fact, the fear of the Lord. So you can believe in God, and you can still, believing in God, walk and live apart from wisdom. So it's vital that we have and live in and use wisdom, because guess what? The devil has no real wisdom. He has, as the book of James says, he has a wisdom that is earthly and demonic, and it's sense-based. But if you and I have the fear of the Lord, then we have godly wisdom. And get this, if we have godly wisdom, then the devil cannot outsmart you. So this is a pursuit of priority. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It's the beginning of wisdom. And as I walk and live in that wisdom, because I, like I said, I can believe in God and not walk in wisdom. And I'm going to have the fruit of that too. But if I walk in the wisdom, I will have the fruit of that wisdom. So it's vital that we get that wisdom, and it begins and flows from the fear of the Lord. Now, a number of years ago, and I don't want to make this about me at all, but the story I think matters. All my kids are grown now. We have 5 kids, and most of them are married, and they're giving us grandbabies, and what a blessing. But we got everybody all together, which is harder and harder to do. Rented a lake house up in Georgia, had everybody there. My wife scheduled it over Father's Day weekend, which is kind of precious. But I messaged all my kids ahead of time, and I said, hey, don't get me anything for Father's Day. I want to get you something. So there's a verse at the very end of Ecclesiastes, and I printed it out in 3 translations. I went to Hobby Lobby, 30% off every day, so they say. And I got a frame that looked, you know, kind of was the style of each of my 5 kids. And I framed this, and I had these printed out kind of on a card and then put in these little frames. And I want to read these to you, and it has to do everything to do with the fear of the Lord. So Ecclesiastes 12:13, first of all, in the New International Version reads this way. Now all has been heard, and here's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God, there it is, and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. The same verse in the Amplified Bible. Now this is going to be wordy, but boy is it rich. All has been heard, and the end of the matter is fear God. Revere and worship him, knowing that he is, and keep his commandments. For this, the fear of the Lord and keeping his commandments, is the whole of man, the full original purpose of his creation, the object of God's providence, the root of character, the foundation of all happiness, the adjustment to all inharmonious circumstances and conditions under the sun, and it is the whole duty for every man. Wow. You may want to read that, Ecclesiastes 12:13 in the Amplified. And then lastly, Ecclesiastes 12:13 in the Message paraphrase, it says, the last and final word is this, fear God, do what he tells you, and that's it. That's the bottom line. Everything else that we believe, that we subscribe to, that we teach, that we emphasize, if it's going to work in our life, it must be built on the fear of the Lord. And not only is this the way to build your life, this is the way to rebuild your life, the fear of the Lord. Because as we read in the Amplified translation there, it's the root of character. It's the foundation of all happiness. It's, I love this. I need this. It's the adjustment to all inharmonious circumstances and conditions under the sun. There's the holy adjustment for it. It's the bottom line. So our lives, if they're going to work, they must be built or rebuilt on the fear of the Lord. Now, maybe you have a life verse, maybe you don't. Mine keeps moving. You know, I'll find another verse. Oh, that's my life verse. And I think the important thing is that you have some verses that are really speaking to you and speak about your life. And a lot of our life verses talk about how he blesses me and provides for me and watches over me and helps me. But I want to give you a new life verse today before we close this episode. And it's found in Psalm 19:14. And I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you every way possible to memorize this passage. I'm going to read it to you from the New Living Translation. And it says this: may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Do you know what that is? That's the fear of the Lord. So his prayer is, and my prayer, make it your prayer, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock, my redeemer. That's the fear of the Lord. You know what it's saying? Bottom line, God, you, what you want, I put that in my high view. So friends, let's pursue the fear of the Lord. And may your prayer be, may your heart be, Lord, let the words of my mouth and let what I think about, let that be pleasing to you. And I'll tell you what, knowledge, wisdom, adjustments, every other thing is going to flow out of that, flow out of the fear of the Lord. But I hope you got something out of this today. A lot to think about. Pray you have a great week. Join me next time. Tell somebody else about Inside Out, and we'll see you next week. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.